All right, Steve Dale, lots of questions for you. So happy to hear from you. The first one, let's just start out with this one. If the origin of this virus is likely linked to a live animal in Wuhan, how can it be said that animals are not involved in the transmission of the virus? What do you have to say about that, Steve?
Well, originally the virus mutated, we think, from a bat in China into another animal, a very rare animal called a pangolin, and then eventually landed in people only because it mutated. These viruses, coronaviruses, don't mutate all that often. For example, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, actually, cats have had their own coronaviruses. Dogs have had their own coronaviruses. To our knowledge, no single person has ever gotten either the canine or feline coronavirus. We get other coronaviruses all the time. We call the common cold. And we've never given that to our pets. So far, with one exception that is notable and important in Hong Kong, so far, as far as we know, no animal has gotten this coronavirus. Certainly, there's no evidence they could, if they even could get it, could pass it again on to us. In fact, a laboratory called IDEX, so if you had the blood taken of your dog or cat, it goes to a lab. Oftentimes that lab is IDEX. And they do a lot of testing for veterinarians. And they actually have a test for this, and they tested now hundreds and hundreds of dogs and cats, and so far not a single one has turned up positive for COVID-19. So we say it with some certainty that it's at least exceedingly unlikely that either a dog or cat can get this virus from us or give it to us.
Okay, so they're not carriers from everything we can hear, that they're not
correct.
Passing it along. That's good. That question comes up a lot. And I was even walking my dog this morning, and people were talking about, well, I think it's okay, but it's good to hear from you. Very good to hear from
you. Well, the bigger question that I get, or equally as large, is, okay, what if someone who's infected, whether they know it or not, pets your dog? And then you pet your dog, and can that dog act as, or cat, as what we call a fomite? So it's kind of like the countertop or the doorknobs we talked about. Can the virus be transmitted that way? And the answer is very, very likely not. Coronaviruses don't like to live on non-living surfaces. They don't like to live on things in general. And they do at times, but not for very long. We don't know as much as we'd like to, as far as that goes, about this coronavirus. Porous surface like a dog's coat or a cat's coat makes it far more unlikely. So anything is possible if you're concerned. Don't have strangers pet your dog. Or one secret in this weather, and it's probably a good idea, it's still cold enough out, if you have a small dog or a sighthound, put a coat or a sweater on that dog anyway. And people generally don't pet dogs with coats or sweaters on.
That's a good tip. That's true, because you want to feel their fur kind of thing. So, yeah. All right, that works. The other thing, we were talking about small businesses with Lou Manfredini just moments ago. One of the small businesses I see staying open, and I'm happy they are the pet care places, the veterinarians, and even my groomer so far is doing... you can drop off your dog. Look, they do curbside. They just want to protect their employees, but they'll pick up your dog and bring the dog in. I know you feel very strongly about the veterinarians staying open during this time.
Veterinarians and I suppose pet stores as well. If our grocery stores stay open, I don't understand why pet stores would not be considered essential. And for communities on, quote, lockdown, then they actually have a list of essential businesses that they can remain open, and everybody else, it's not even their choice anymore, must close. I don't know where hardware stores stand on that list, but I know that most people in America have a pet. Most people in America who have a pet consider that pet a member of the family. And we're talking about living, breathing things. Also, I hope we learned from Katrina and other disasters that if we don't treat the pets with the kind of respect they merit, then people are going to do what they're going to do anyway, somehow, some way. In the case of Katrina, they didn't leave their house. They didn't want to abandon their pet. In this case, I'm not sure what would happen, but not to have veterinarians stay open is wrong. That's just wrong. Veterinarians are health professionals who, as much as a physician's office or as much as a hospital, really know how to deal with things like this. They're trained for that. I would argue veterinarians know more about zoonotic disease, potentially the carrying of one species to another than human doctors even. They are well prepared for it. And also, I would say that the best thing we can have right now for many of us, and the only thing many people have, is their pet. And it gives us well-being. Those pets wake up in the morning, and they don't care what the public official said the night before.
So true.
They wag their tails. They purr in our ears. And we ought to, they give us care and well-being. They deserve care and well-being back.
You know, one of the things that's helping me get through all this with a laugh is going online and seeing people post all their pet videos while they're working from home or self-isolating, and the cats are crawling on the keyboards, and the cats are getting in the video conferencing and just poking their heads in there. There's a great one right now of a giant doodle of some sort of dancing with a three-year-old that's just, I mean, trying to, it's so sweet. It's so cute. So they're great company, you're right, during this time. I want to ask you about this, Steve, because I also have seen a few animal shelters talking about how pet fostering or even adoption, if you're in that position to do so, might be a good thing to do right now while you're home. You spend a lot of time with the dog. Yeah, I guess if it's a puppy, you can train the dog during this time. How do you feel about that? Is this a good time for adoption, or are these, what do you think?
About adoption, sure. Anytime's a good time for adoption. And for fostering, we're home right now. So you're so good at what you do. You're bringing up all these things before I do. So thank you. This is so incredibly important now. And you are right. We are home all the time. And the shelter volunteers that they depend on, you name the shelter, those people, for their own well-being, and I understand, are not coming in. It's not a job. They're volunteers. What's more, even the employees aren't coming in, and they're told if you're over a certain age, even if you're an employee, or if you don't feel well, don't come in. That's appropriate. So they are very short-staffed. Please, if you're ever going to consider fostering a dog or a cat, now is a great time to do it. Call the shelter in advance. Make an appointment. Don't just walk in the door, because some of them are not opening their doors, you know? So make that appointment in advance, and you can hopefully be a foster failure and end up keeping that pet.
I hadn't even thought about that. The volunteers there, of course, are not, they don't have as many of them to work. So they have to kind of go into people's homes, or it's pretty tough at the shelter.
Correct. I mean, shelters absolutely depend on volunteers. And if they're not there, and I understand why they're not there, but if they're not there, that's tough right there. Plus, they don't have as many employees coming in. Some shelters are limiting hours, which limits the care that these animals who have done nothing wrong are getting. You can help your community by fostering. You can do that any time, but now would be a great time to step up and do that.
There's a texter here, 815. Our vet is moving to a temporary location, bigger, 6 separate entrances are partitioned off so that people are kept apart. And they'll also come to your car in the parking lot to get your pet if you wish. It's like you drop your kid at school or daycare. Okay, bye, have a good day. You could just drop them off and they take them right in. That's what you're seeing a lot of?
Yeah, absolutely. Veterinarians have been through this kind of thing before with animal illnesses and know how to deal with it, know how to keep animals separate from one another, people separate from animals. And indeed, that's absolutely right. Lots of veterinary clinics have set up their own protocols directed by, incidentally, the American Veterinary Medical Association, doing a great job of following this. And by the way, I have an idea.
Okay.
One thing you can do for your community mm-hmm. is to help older folks who are told not to get out. Or people who have chronic illness that are told not to get out. We want them to listen, and we don't want them to go out, not even perhaps to walk their dogs. So you can walk their dogs, and there are safe ways to do it. I would absolutely consider safety in doing this. Bring your own hand sanitizer, et cetera. You drop the dog back off, tell them to leave their door unlocked and just let the dog in, those kinds of things. I have a whole list of that on my website. But what a great way to help your community, I think.
I do, too. Where can people, Steve, I know on your website, you always have the best up-to-date information on everything to do with pets, and including probably, I don't know, do you have any of the information about the shelters as well? Remind people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I've been working in general with the American Veterinary Medical Association, unfortunately, regarding pets and probably everything else. There is so much misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. So I've been working with the AVMA. Those are the ultimate experts on this. And in fact, they consult daily with the CDC. So I want it to at least be consistent. So people are getting consistent information. They're getting correct information. based on science. And that's stevedale.tv.
Stevedale.tv. Steve Dale, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Anna.